someone that has been a friend of mine literally my whole life. We played Little League Baseball against each other way back when nobody even had any fun, a long time ago. We went to high school and played three sports together in high school. We went to college together and played a couple of sports in college. We worked on the same staff here at this church. Brother Don, who is here today, he hired Buddy, and then about 3 months later, he hired me. And Buddy worked with us for about 4.5 years. And I don't think that it would be a stretch to say that he kind of set the bar when it came to organization. He was able to do some things that it's just really, it's kind of been the standard ever since he was here from 78 to about 81, somewhere in there. Then he left and he went to Gainesville and pastored for a while. But now, for the last 25 years or so, he has been a missionary in Russia. He works a lot with orphanages. As a matter of fact, I tell people he is a modern day George Mueller. Matter of fact, he probably deals with more kids than Mueller dealt with when Mueller was alive in London. And so it's my privilege to have him today. I'm excited about it. I really am, because he's just kind of a cut above. You say, well, you're just a homer because you've known him all these years. Well, I don't think that I'm looking through rose-colored glasses. I think that God has always had his hand upon him. Now, we haven't always made good decisions together. One of the things was when we first came here, none of us, neither he or I or our wives, none of us had any money. We were Bible college students, and so we were always thinking, well, I probably can do that without paying somebody. And he had a black Thunderbird. It was an old one. It wasn't new. And he asked me one day, he said, hey, do you think we can change the brakes on this thing? I said, I guarantee you we can do it. So we jacked the thing up. We took the wheels off of it. Well, what I forgot to do was put the inside bearing on one of the wheels. And he backed out and started going down the parking lot of the old bus barn and gym. And that wheel started going womp, 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 back and forth like that. Well, Brother Bill Dixon and Brother Bill Thornton worked on our old buses back then. By the way, we need to pray for Miss Emma today. Miss Emma had to go to the hospital this morning with pancreatitis. So we need to pray for Miss Emma. But Brother Bill Thornton was one of the mechanics. He looked at me and Buddy and he said, I want to make a deal with you guys. We're thinking, okay. He said, I tell you what, if you won't do any more mechanicking, I won't do no preaching. And I thought, that's a pretty good deal right there. And so he fixed the problem that I didn't fix. But we've had some great, great experiences. And so I want to give him as much time as I possibly can. He's got a friend that came from Russia. And he led him to the Lord about 20 years ago. And he's going to let him have a testimony time. But he's also going to do something with some of the folks that used to work. So, Buddy, why don't you come on up? And you've got all the time that I told you. Okay.
This will be the most... Let me have a seat right there. Can he sit on that? Is it? This will without a doubt be the most nostalgic and most special time that I will spend while I'm here in the States before I go back. I go back again the day after Christmas. But this is just a really special time for me. I when I think back about life, right? I mean, what he talked about was 35 years ago, or 40 years ago. And I promise you, God is my witness, I just got out of junior high school. I feel like I just got out, and it's been 40 years. But here's what, I'm old enough now to be able to look back on life and see the hand of God. And I see gray hair here, and so I know that some of you are with me. You can see, you can look back and see the hand of God. I don't have gray hair. Always wanted to be like Tommy. So this past summer, I just went ahead and did that. But I'm able to look back and see the hand of God. And it's been good. I don't know who it was, but I was a student at Baptist University of America. And one day, somebody was looking for somebody to go and judge a Sunday school room decoration project. And I understood that if we went, we would get a free lunch. So I raised my hand. And I said, I'll go to that, whatever that is. And Corinth Baptist Church was having a Sunday school campaign, and they needed students to come and be the judges. And me and two other girls, that might have been the reason why I went also. There was a free lunch, and me and two other girls came over and were the judges for the Sunday school campaign. And I remember Helen Yarber's class won that Sunday school campaign, decoration thing. But that day I met Don Richards. And I fell in love with Don Richards. And I just wanted to work. I was fixing to graduate. I thought, that's the guy I want to work for. Robert Smallwood, who I understand just passed away, is with the Lord now. He called me about that same time, and he said, why don't you come over and work with our young people? We'd like for you to come and work with our young people. I said, I don't want to. I want to work with Don Richards. And Brother Don, he and I talked, and he told me, he looked at me and said, why don't you go work for Robert Smallwood? I said, I don't want to work with Robert Smallwood. I want to work with you. I was working at a Crown gasoline station. I was the assistant manager making $165 a week. Finally, he looked at me and said, all right, I can pay you $165 a week. That's what you're making now. Come and work. And so we started. And I was as stupid and as raw. I was full of zeal. I had no wisdom. And Don Richards just kind of mentored me through 5 years, the first 5 years of ministry. And I'll tell you this, I talk about him behind his back because he was patient with me. There were people who wanted me to leave. I remember one night people walked out. I was preaching one night, and I said something I shouldn't have said. And people got up and walked out. And I thought he was going to fire me. And the next day, he met me in his office and just gently shepherded me through that time. I owe a lot to him. And I am very grateful for his investment in my life. I was, our youth pastor at that time was leaving, and so we needed somebody else. And I went to him, I said, I know somebody, come over here and work. Tommy was my best friend. He is right. We have known each other. I know things about Tommy that nobody else on the planet knows. And honestly, it's not all that interesting. I mean, that sounds as if it's not all that big a deal. I said, but why don't we hire him? Because you know why I wanted to hire him? Because he was my best friend. That's all. He was just my best friend. I wanted him to come over and work with us. And he came. And he has stayed here for 40 years. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a good thing. He will never be much to look at. I know that. But I want to tell you something. He is as solid as you will find. And you should I'm thinking in Russian. You should, цену. I can't think of the English word. I cannot think of the English word. You should cherish that and hold that. Because in this day, somebody who is solid and not stupid is a good find. And he's stayed with you and he's loved you and he's been here. And I'm glad you have made that seamless transition. Brother Don was here for so long, but I'm glad that he was here for you. And you know what? When I left here, I've been all over the place since I left here. I've seen a lot of stuff, and I've met people all over this world. Good people. But I'm going to tell you something. Sitting in this room, from my heart, from the bottom of my heart and my soul, some of the best people on this planet, the best people in my life I have ever met, still sit in this room. Amen. You have helped me and you have prayed for me. When I first came here as that raw, ignorant Bible college student who knew everything but didn't know anything, you were patient with me and you loved me and you love me still. And I am so grateful to you. God has, as you look back in your life, you can see the hand of God. And I see how God's hand has moved me. And this is where it all, I point everything. Everything, I'm ashamed that I have not done more in my life. I'm ashamed. I am 61 years old. I've been saved since I was 14. I'm ashamed I'm not a better Christian than I am. I'm ashamed I haven't done more. But whatever I have done, if anything I've done, if anybody will be in heaven, if anybody has been influenced by anything I've done in my life over these last 40 years, I can point it right back to here because this is where I got started. And I learned and I grew. So I just wanted to say thank you. I want to say thank you. This church is blessed. We are blessed. We are a blessed people. If you live here in this country, and especially in this region of the country, you are super blessed. We just went through the Thanksgiving season. This is my most favorite season of the year. This Thanksgiving season, this wonderful time of the year, and I look around and I see the blessings of God on this place. Koya is my friend. I want to introduce you to Koya. Koya is going to tell you his story, but we were driving here today. He's Russian. He is my Russian son. I have 8 sons. I have 7 on this planet that are mine. Biologically, I have 1 in heaven who's waiting for me, and Koya is my Russian son. We've practically adopted him. So he is basically ours. We were driving here. He grew up in Russia, in an orphanage in Russia, and we were driving here. We were talking about the blessings of God because we passed church after church after church after church after church after church, not 10, not 20, dozens of churches just to get to this church. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. God has blessed this country and we're surrounded by the blessings of God. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not so in most of the rest of the world. And as we looked and we talked about what it was like to live here, he talked about the other day we were sitting and it was on Thanksgiving Day, and I like to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Do you watch that on Thanksgiving? I do too. And we were sitting there watching it, and he looked at me and said, and we were kind of reminiscing about Thanksgivings, and he said, "You had a blessed childhood." And I did. I was blessed by a mom and dad that loved me and took care of me and raised me, and I'm healthy and my family's healthy. He talked about the blessings. Ladies and gentlemen, we are blessed. Now here's my question. Here's my question to us, blessed people. Why? Why? Why aren't you sitting in a forest somewhere with a bone in your nose, got up this morning and cooked over an open fire your breakfast? Why aren't you somewhere in an orphanage? Why are you blessed? Why is this church blessed? Why is our country blessed? Why is that? Did God look down and decide, okay, those people kind of look better. Those people are more special than these people. I'm going to bless them. And why is it that God poured out blessings on us? He and I kind of look alike. I mean, kind of look alike. I mean, physically made up alike. But why was he born in Russia and I was born in America? Tell me why that is. I'm going to give you, there's lots of reasons, but let me give you an answer to that question. Let me give you an answer. God has blessed you and I so that we might in turn bless others. And especially the nations. Don't lose that. One of the most important principles in all of Scripture is the principle that I just quoted to you. God blesses people so that they might bless others, especially the nations. Follow me. You can read this in almost every story in the Bible. It is in every story of the Bible. Abraham, I am going to bless you. Remember God said that to him in Genesis 12? Abraham, I will bless you. Make sure that you bless the nations. David goes out to meet Goliath. And David looks at Goliath and he says, Goliath, you've come out to me with sword and shield and all that you have. I come to you in the name of God. And before this day is over, I'll have your head and all the world, all the nations will know that there is a God in Israel. God blessed him. God helped him. Why? So everybody look at him and say, hey, David, you're a good guy. No, so that the world would know that there is a God. Daniel was taken out of the lion's den. The king met Daniel on the other side of the lion's den and said, Daniel, your God has saved you. And then he sent out a proclamation to all the world. And that proclamation said, let all the world worship the God of Daniel. Why did God save Daniel? Because it was a neat thing to know? No, so that all the world would know that there is a God. Jesus, before he left, the last thing he said before he left, the very last thing he said before he left, you will receive power. That's a blessing, right? I'm going to bless you. I'm going to gift you. I'm going to give you power. Why? So that you can go out and tell Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. Every time there is a blessing given, God expects for us to give back to others, and especially the nations. God has a passion for this world. The nation I represent is the nation of Russia. God called me there. God called me there. It's been over 20 years ago, 25 years ago. I met with Tommy and I said, Tommy, I'm going to Russia. He said, you're crazy. And I probably was, but I felt like God could use me there, and I went there. That's my country. And the first place I ever went, I did not know how to do that. I promise you, I did not know how to do that. I went to the mayor in the city where I went, and I sat across from him and I said, "How can we help you?" I said, "I'm an ambassador from the United States. How can I help you?" And he took me to the first orphanage that I ever worked in. And it was a baby house. It was a house where people would come and just take their children and leave them. Orphanages are in Russia are not like they are here. We don't have a setup like they have in Russia. But I went in the coldest, darkest room I've ever been in, and there was cribs in that cold room, and babies in this particular room were babies that had deformities or invalids, and they would never be adopted by anyone. And the lady who ran the orphanage took me over to one little baby and said, and I watched that baby, and the baby was blind and couldn't hear, and it was just in the fetal position. It would just rock back and forth. And she took her hand and she just placed her hand on that baby, and the baby stopped, and it seemed like it was content for a moment. I had a translator with me at that time. As we walked out of that room, he looked at me and said, "Buddy, is that the plan of God?" He was not a believer. And so he wanted to know the answer to that. Is that the plan of God? That people would live like that? And I thought about that. I had no answer for him at the time, but when I got home, I began to think, and God gave me an answer, and it's this. That is not God's plan. Yes, there will always be invalids. Yes, there will always be people who have needs. But God's plan is not that they be left in some cold, dark crib somewhere, but that God's people who he has blessed will take those blessings, some of those blessings at least, and be a blessing to that child. And children just like that. We met Kolya when he was just a teenager. And God gave us the opportunity to work in his life. And I want him to share about 5 minutes of his testimony and just tell how he came to Christ.
Hello. Good morning. First of all, what I want to say, just forgive me for my language because too hard to me to learn what the American language. When I was eight years old boy, my mama drink a lot. I'm never to see my father. We lived just with my mom, and she started to drink a lot, and government sent me in an orphanage. So I'm staying in an orphanage till 8 years old. And in Russia, in orphanage, it's not a good place where you can be a happy boy, happy child. It's always too hard to stay there because you need to be every time to be careful with different kind of stuff. If you make something wrong, you will be all this situation keep you, just try to kill you. And I'm staying there, and just, you know, one day I'm just remember I'm staying in bed and in the middle of the night, and just remember how I said, I don't know God. And I just say, "Can you help me? I'm staying in bed because something is wrong in my life. I just don't found probably the way, or I make something mistake," and just say, "Can you help me?" And I'm staying in an orphanage, and I don't have answer for this prayer, and I'm growing is not good boy because I'm smoke a lot, I'm drink, I am stole different kind of stuff, and I make different bad things in my life. And I don't know why God make like that, but you know, one day in my life, somebody tell me, "Hey, let's go with me. Is the Americans is coming in there?" I said, "Americans? Yeah, it's different people. Just go with me. Just let's see." And I'm just going in a class, and I see the buddy's family in there. And we start to meet with them each Sunday night, and we meet with his boy. With Robert, we are same age. You know Robert, right? And we have good time, and in we play, we have study, and also the one of the most important things that we have, the buddy's wife, she cook very good cakes. And this is one things catch me, just because you can imagine in Russia, in an orphanage, what kind of food we have. It's the first time in my life I was in a Thanksgiving Day in America. In this year, I meet the Thanksgiving Day in my family in America, and I see how you blessing, how many food you have, how many stuff you have. It's amazing. In an orphanage, you have в определенное время обед, завтрак, обед и ужин.
You have a certain time when you have to have breakfast, lunch and dinner.
И это обычно одинаковая еда.
And it's always the same thing.
For all people.
For everybody.
И, you know, when I came, I'm just watching for this group, for Buddy's family. I said, oh, okay, you can talk a lot, you can teach me, you can just tell me a lot. I just like that and just... But when he said, if somebody just answer for the question, different question, in a Bible question, it's like, what God make in a first day? Just different kind of stuff like that. But teach us and just tell. If you answer, I give you sneakers. Sneakers? Uh-huh. Okay. Probably me and Sasha, it's another boy, will be the best who answer for this question because I have sneakers for that. But God make different kind of ways in our life, different kind of situation, different kind of project. And he knows everything before we have that. And these small things like sneakers, candy, different kind of stuff, Coca-Cola, cake, catch me. And I know right now, all Bible. I know I came through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And in the last couple weeks before we must to finish this lesson, I came and say, can I have a Jesus in my heart? Because I am understand what's going on with my life. And God right now give me a good church, a good family, a pretty girl. Pretty mean my child, Taya. Her name is Taya. I have good girl. And also, we don't have more children. We try, but we don't have. And we adopt 3 or more in an orphanage. And I'm watching a path, and I see the blessing, how God can bless all of us. Because he is a strong God. Thank you.
And so one day, Koya is in the orphanage, and whatever happened to him, happened to him. And he goes into his dormitory room, and he climbs up on his bed. And he looks up to the ceiling, and he simply says this, God, I don't even know if you exist, but if you do, would you help me? Sometimes people ask me, why did I go to Russia? And I used to come up with wild answers because it was there and it was a great opportunity. And when I heard that story, it was like a light went off. That's why I went to Russia. Because one day, he got on his bed and he looked up to God and he said, will you help me? And somehow God reached over into my life and said, I want you to go over there. You see, that's how God does stuff. You can't see his hand right away. It takes time before you realize what he's doing. Maybe God's doing that to some of you. I think that's how God wants us to bless the nations. I'm coming to you today, and I'm saying, we have great needs in Russia. The biggest thing on my plate right now, every year, the beginning of the year, Christmas time, New Year's, Russians celebrate New Year's like Christmas. That's their big time. Every year we have the biggest outreach that we can. And we go into orphanages and we go into the baby house and we go into, and this year we've been invited to go to an orphanage. It's a great opportunity for us. I'm excited about it. We get to go into an orphanage that's specifically for children who are visually impaired. Some of them are blind. And to be able to go into that orphanage and to present the Christmas story, to present to them a story that they've never heard or never put together again, is the greatest thing in life. You see, we see all of this right here, and everybody in the world knows something about this story. I would not be able to tell the Christmas story to people that have not heard something about the Christmas story. But to be able to put it together and to say, that's the reason why he came. That's the reason why there is a Jesus. There is an aha moment in many, many lives when we are able to tell that Christmas story in the orphanages, in the baby houses, in the villages, in the places where we go. An aha moment where people say, yeah, we've heard that story, but we didn't know that's why he came. That's the greatest moment in life. You see, we can take that story to as many places as we can with the means that we have. You know what our problem is? We don't got that many means. There's 22 orphanages in our region. We could go to all of them, but I've never had enough money to go to all of them. I've never had the manpower or the means to get to all of them. The reason why is sometimes God reaches down in our lives, like he reached down in Koya's life, and as Corey called out to him, and then he reached into my life, and I answered, and I went. And sometimes God reaches down into your life and says, somebody in this room could probably meet that entire need. You can reach out to every orphan in that region. You have the means to do it. You've been blessed. We've been blessed. You could do that. Our problem is not that we don't have. Our problem is that we're not obedient. When it comes to world missions, there's two kinds of people in the room, those who go and those who help to go. I don't think anybody, I don't know that anybody else is going to go to Russia with me, but you can help us do stuff there. That's the reason why God's blessed you. That's the reason why God's blessed this church. I have a picture on my computer. It's my screensaver. And it's of this little girl, and she's standing in the window of an orphanage. I keep it there because it reminds me of the story that she told me. One day as I was leaving, we had just had a time with that group as we had with Kolya's group, and I was about to leave, and she came up to me, and she tugged on my pant leg, and she said, and she was a little girl at the time, she said, but I want to ask you a question. She said, if I die, will you cry? And I didn't know how to handle it. I just looked at her and said, of course I will. And I left. Next time we were there, she came up to me as we were leaving, tugged on my pant leg, and she looked at me and said, "Buddy, if I die, will you cry?" And I said, "Sure, I will. I love you. You know I will." Third time I was leaving, next time she tugged on my pant leg and she said, "Buddy, really, if I die, will you cry?" And it dawned on me that she was just after. She just wanted to know that there was at least one person in life, at least one, who would care when she died. That's what people want. That's what people want. They want to know that someone loves them, and they want to know that someone would care enough to attend, to be, to cry whenever they die. And that's what we're all about. You know what missions is all about? Going and giving people hope. Eternal hope. That's what we do. We go into orphanages and we do things like give away Snickers so that kids will listen. But God forbid that they go to that they would go to hell with their stomachs full. I'm not just after feeding them. I'm not just after giving them sweets. I want to tell them that there's hope in Jesus Christ. And if they'll receive him, their lives can change and they have hope forever. Let's stand together. I'm not exactly sure how to close the message. I just want to pray and I'll turn it over to Tommy. I thank you for listening to me. I thank you for being a part of our ministry. I'm very, very grateful to you. I will forever be blessed because of my time with you. And whatever has happened for eternity will point back to here. But there's more stuff to be done. We can't live in the past and say it's all been good. There's lots of stuff to be done. And I pray that God would touch our hearts together. We'll do that together for a long, long time to come. Jesus, thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to be with old friends and new friends. Now, Lord, I pray that you would help us as people who have been blessed, incredibly blessed, awesomely blessed, God, to do what we can to give back to others and especially to the nations. In Jesus' name.
I hope that you've been challenged this morning. Let's just keep our heads bowed and our eyes closed. If you need to do business with God, we'll have the musicians play on the instrument.